Welcome to Take 10, OMCP's podcast where we spend 10 minutes, more or less, talking to online marketing thought leaders, educators, and career professionals about training and certification with hosts Jane Flint and David Temple. Hi, I'm here at PubCon just talking to some of the PubCon attendees. Tell us your name, your title, and what company you work for, please.
Sure, my name's Eric Kozlik, and I am a digital content manager at a law firm in D.C. It's called Price Benowitz LLP. What I do there is I basically orchestrate the content efforts for our marketing department by, you know, utilizing outside writers, in-house writing, and a number of in-house content curation methods. And the goal is to populate our sites with high-quality content that drives users to our sites, and that's sort of our constant effort.
Yeah, I imagine with law firms, they do have a lot of content needs, depending on the practices they have. Tell me why you came to PubCon.
I came to PubCon because, I should probably start by saying this is my first year. I've never been to PubCon before, but the managing partner who kind of organizes our marketing efforts is a big proponent of PubCon, and so he arranged for us to come out and to attend some of these great sessions. And so I've just been here mostly in the content room, but I've also been able to, you know, take advantage of the keynotes and some of the other perks of just being, you know, at a conference like this. So yeah.
What do you think about the need for today's online marketers to understand the other disciplines other than just, for instance, content marketing, to understand at least foundationally SEO, PPC, and things like that?
Sure. I mean, one of the things that happens, I think, when you get a basic understanding is that when you come to a conference like this where there are people who are operating at a very high level, one of the things that you'll notice is how different industry standards across disciplines. So, you know, in law, for example, there's very specific ethical rules that there might not be in other disciplines or other markets, I should say, and that this affects, you know, along with a number of other factors, this affects the way that we do our marketing. You know, one of the things that I found is that by attending some of these sessions, we're doing a number of the best practices, you know, we're doing a good job, and then some of the things that people are suggesting just don't apply to us. On the other hand, you know, that's why you come to these things, is to learn what you're doing right, and then to see if there are some people with some great ideas that you're actually not taking advantage of already.
That's a good point. Other than conferences like PubCon, how else do you and your team stay abreast of the latest in online marketing?
Well, we're very active, you know, sort of in the literature. There's a number of websites and blogs out there that try to stay abreast with. You know, we use a number of Moz tools and various tools that are sort of setting the industry standard as they evolve. You know, we stay on top of that. And, you know, the other stuff that we do is we have a few outside consultants who are very active when we do decide to, you know, make changes or try and improve quality of certain aspects of our marketing efforts. Those outside consultants do give us a wealth of information as well.
How important do you think competency-based certification is to our industry?
Well, I believe that competency-based certifications are important to any industry where quality is something that people are concerned with. The tricky thing about marketing is that it's a little bit difficult to sometimes operationalize those competency-based benchmarks, so to speak. So I think it's very important to the industry, but I think even more important is developing competency-based certification that actually does what it intends to do and does that in the right ways for the different disciplines, I think. Because as we discussed, legal marketing is different from the food and beverage industry, different from tech space. So I think that any sort of certification should necessarily include a sort of almost a liberal arts approach to dealing with those different spaces and markets.
Okay, well, thank you very much for your time.
Thanks.
I'm here with Robin Fisher, the director of paid media on Be Found Online. Hi, Robin, and welcome to Take 10.
Hi, David. Thank you for having me.
Robin, tell us a little bit about yourself and what you do.
Like you said, I'm the director of paid media at Be Found Online. So I have a team of about 15 people working on all of our paid media accounts, including social, across the gamut. We have, you know, small businesses and, you know, large retailers nationwide and even international retailers that we work with.
Robin, tell me about PubCon. What did you speak on, and how do you find PubCon as a conference?
I'm speaking on shopping and merchandising, so setting up your feed to kind of reflect what merchandisers do in store. And I found PubCon actually through, I mean, it's been a conference that a lot of my coworkers go to, so it was just something that interested me, and when the time came to submit the application, I was ready to go.
What do you think as far as today's marketers understanding a little bit of each discipline, for instance, search, social, content marketing, to at least have a foundational knowledge of that? Do you think that's important even if they're going to work in only one discipline?
Yeah. Actually, at BFO, we do cross-product training. So we make sure that, you know, even if somebody is specific on social, they understand display, they understand search, they understand organic content, social, everything.
That's great. And other than coming to conferences like PubCon, how else do you keep your team up to speed in training and education in the online marketing?
We have internal gurus, they're called. So people that are, you know, specific and they know a lot about one area, and we do cross-team trainings. We use Udemy trainings quite a bit, conferences a lot. We have internal, like, team challenges, I guess you could say. So who can get certified first in something, and you can win, like, a, I don't know, I think last time we did a brew kit.
How important do you think that competent-based certification is in our industry today?
I mean, at a smaller company, I think it's, for me at least, it's very important, just because, you know, we know what everybody is capable of at this point. We know if, you know, we get a new client, who to go to and who can own it and do a good job.
Well, thanks a lot for your time, Robin. It's been a pleasure.
Thank you.